Every day is an opportunity to design, build, and live your dream life. Join us on Designing Your Life today. Get strategies for achieving goals that boost your business and energizes your life. Get insights for economy-proofing both your life and business. I'm Pat Counsell, everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and my goal is to help you reach yours. Get connected with other power achievers and stay in the know by requesting the Power Up Today newsletter. Simply text the word Power Up to 42828. That's 42828. Also, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell, and you're listening to Tone It Up Tuesday. Okay, today we're going to talk about what to do when there are no results, when you're not achieving your goals the way you thought you would, you're not achieving your fitness goals the way you had hoped, and for whatever reason, you keep having a relapse. I'm preaching to myself today. It is all about learning to reboot your success track, you know, rebooting and getting back on track and really just power forwarding to get the results that you want. So we're going to move pretty quickly today, and I'm going to give you seven keys to rebooting your success track so that you can make it happen. Any goal that you set, any goal that you see, any good goal that's in your mind, okay, in your heart, you can make it happen. Okay, it's there for a reason. Now, it's up to you if you're willing to do what it takes. And I haven't mentioned this word in a long time, but I'm going to mention it today. It requires discipline. Ah, the D word. There it is again. And discipline is not a bad thing. Actually, it's a wonderful thing. And because when you can really call on your discipline to make things happen and get back on track and get back in the game and get to where it is you want to be, that's exciting. That's a feel good moment. It's a feel good year. It's a feel good life. And so we're going to talk about how do you get to that feel good moment, feel good year, feel good life. But before we start talking about what to do when there are no results, I want to remind you guys to check out our Live with Power journal. It is so awesome, you guys. We have a limited number of journals, or goal planners. There I go, doing it again. All right, let's just call it a goal planner / journal. There it is. I think I've solved it in my own mind. So you can check it out by going to designingyourlifetoday.com, and you can find out lots of information, or you can click on the link that's in our show notes there and get to where it is you want to be when it comes to you achieving your goals by getting the right tools. I'm not going to go into all the amazing things that's in the journal. You can go to designingyourlifetoday.com and you can check it out. Okay, mind mapping. There's a mind mapping page. There are a series of questions that you can ask yourself so that you can set more effective goals, have more clarity with your goals, and position yourself to take your achievement to a higher level. Okay, there. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to give a full 5-minute commercial today. Okay, so let's get right to it on this Tone It Up Tuesday and talk about what to do when there are no results. You know, and I said I was preaching to myself, and honestly I was, because ever since I will never ever make this mistake again. They say never, but I'm going to say it. Never. When I started going to the chiropractor, I decided, hey, since I can't really exercise that much right now, even though I could have walked, but I didn't, I'm going to eat whatever I want. So I'm still on this track to run a 10K race and to beat my time from last year by at least 2 to 3 minutes. Well, so far, I really got to just assess the situation again, reassess and assess again, and then reassess. Can you do that over and over? Yeah, you can. When it comes to achieving your goals, it's important for you to take a look at where you are, where you want to go. And if you have a relapse for whatever reason, then take a look there too. Now, it's not that I'm eating all the wrong foods. I think it's that the combination of foods that I'm eating, it's not the best. And the amount of foods that I'm eating, sometimes that's not the best either. Because sometimes we can overdo it when we're eating healthy foods, because in our minds, we're saying, this is healthy for me. This is good for me. This is mostly vegetarian, mostly vegetarian meals. So I can eat as much of it as I want. So not true, as so I've learned. So anyway, what do you do when you have, when you're not getting those results, or when things aren't working out exactly how you had hoped they would? Well, first of all, let's start with the first strategy that I have for you. There, I got it out. The first strategy that I have for you. I started to talk about something else, but I changed my mind. So, all right, here's the first strategy. Assess your situation. I mentioned that just a few moments ago. I had to assess my situation. Why is this not happening the way I want it to? It should be happening a lot faster. So are there some components or pieces to this puzzle that I need to either acquire, or I need to match up correctly so that I can achieve this complete picture that I see in my mind? So you want to assess the situation. And of course, one of the keys to assessing a situation is not to play the blame game. You have to be very honest with you about where you are and what you're doing. Now, does that mean that there aren't some outside factors that are influencing your results or either sabotaging your results? Yes, it could be some other people. It could be certain situations. But understand this, at the end of the day, it's your goal. You're the one who's looking for the results. So ultimately, it's your responsibilities. Wah, wah. Nobody wants to hear that, right? Oh, wow. New thing. Sound effects. Anyway, so you assess your situation by being honest with you. What can you do to turn that around? What can you do to change that situation? Now, as I said, I have 7 strategies for you today. So we're going to move on a little quicker so that our show is not super long, because we have lives, right? Sure we do. The second thing you want to do is, once you assess the situation, you want to identify some possible solutions. You now know what went wrong. So what can you do to get back on track, to cause that shift, to put you back in achievement mode? And see, this is the beauty of today's show. This is Tone It Up Tuesday, where we talk about your physical fitness. We talk about you paying attention to your body and eating healthy and paying attention to your own personal happiness. But you can use this information for any goal that you set. So everything's so interchangeable on this show, and I love that. All right, so write out possible solutions. Once you write out the possible solutions, then the third thing you need to do is, or you don't necessarily have to do this third one, but you may want to, you may need to do this. Okay, seek help. When writing out possible solutions, if you find yourself getting stuck, and if you say, I'm not sure what to do, which way to go, then, I think I need to seek help from some experts. Oh, I think I'll contact Pat Counsel and ask her some questions. Okay, yeah, that was a shameless plug. I had to do that. Okay, I didn't have to. I wanted to. Anyway, so you want to seek help by asking questions. And sometimes you don't know the right questions to ask. So you can just share your dilemma. What is your challenge? What's happening to you? Which, by the way, you guys, if you do want to ask me questions, you can feel free to send an email directly to pat@designingyourlifetoday.com. I'm the only one that checks that email. So you can feel free to just email me there. You can go to our website, designingyourlifetoday.com, and we have lots of methods for you to connect with me there, or contact me. So and contact me directly. So don't not get the answers to your questions so that you can make your goals happen. Get what you need. So the third strategy is to seek help. If you feel you need it And if you're stuck and you don't know how to answer a certain question, then yeah, you need some help. Okay, sometimes when I'm trying to figure things out, if I'm just going around and around in circles in my own mind and I'm not getting anywhere and I'm giving myself a headache, I know I need to contact someone who knows more about the subject than I know. And that's possible. Okay, we like to be know-it-alls. Okay, I do. I like to know stuff. Okay, but I have to keep it real. I don't know everything. I don't know anybody who does. And so because of that, I know I need to make some connections and contacts so that I can get answers to my questions and so that I can keep moving forward. All right, so the fourth point is decide on a course of action. Okay, once you've gotten your possible solutions written out and you've sought help. And so the other thing about seeking help is that some people can validate the thoughts and ideas that you have for achieving the goal or getting back on track. They can say, hey, no, this might work and this might not. And then some of them, they will tell you, no, this won't work. But you know what? They need to tell you why. Because the more information you take in, the more you can make a decision that works for you. Because at the end of the day, it is your goal and it has to make sense to you, for you, so that you can stay empowered and you can actually truly reboot your success track and really blaze that trail to getting the results that you want. Okay, so I've given you four so far. Assess the situation, write out possible solutions. And number three was seek help. And number four is decide on a course of action. Once you decide on a course of action, you know what you need to do before you start acting on it? You actually need to take some time and recommit to the goal. It is important that you recommit to your goal, and there are different things that you can do and different ways you can do to make that happen. Now, on our website, designyourlifetoday.com, under the Get Results section, which you can see that in the menu section, click on Get Results and you can go to online coaching. We have free courses and, of course, paid courses. And you can check out our Goal Achievement Mastery course, which we give you tons of ways that you can recommit to your goal. And we help you get on track, stay on track. And when you want to kind of fall off the wagon or get off the track, we give you strategies for actually being independently successful in the sense that you can inspire yourself and put yourself back on track. We also provide methods for you because there's some people that need to be connected to others, and that's okay. But on some level, in different areas of our lives, we all need to be connected to others some way, somehow. Some people are self-starters, and even self-starters need to collaborate and make connections, and they need to have their cheerleaders. So don't be shy about making that connection with us, you guys, which I have to remind you guys, we do have our Facebook page, designingyourlifetoday.com, and you're going to see some really neat things coming on our page over the next few weeks because everything's just being powered up. Well, reboot it, and we're firing up and powering forward to help you get the results that you want. So you want to recommit to the goal. That's our fifth strategy. And of course, the sixth strategy, now you can take action. Now that you're all fired up, you're ready to go, you want to step out there and really act. You know, recommitting to the goal is like starting a car. And nowadays, you don't really have to let your car sit idle unless you have a really old car, I think. But back in the day, you had to turn the car on in the wintertime and let it warm up a bit before you drove off. So that's kind of like recommitting to the goal. You're idling your engine, so to speak, but you're feeding it the right kinds of fuel so that you can warm up, you can fire up. And you know what? Oh, this is good. Here is a really great visual. One of my favorite shows, The Flash. If you guys watch The Flash on CW, no, they're not a sponsor, but I like The Flash. So, and it's on CW. If you watch The Flash, if you ever notice, he gets this lightning going on in his eyes when he's really about to rev up and take off super fast. It's awesome. So that's kind of what recommitting to your goals should feel like. You should feel like this spark of lightning, the spark of energy is flowing through you, and you are ready to jump out there and make it happen. And you know what? If you can get that visual when it comes to achieving your physical goals and your fitness goals, then it's just going to be amazing. And if you do that every time, then you're going to make it happen. So you get started. You act on your newfound decisions, your newfound solutions, and you get focused and you just keep going. And of course, the seventh and final point is each day, renew your commitment. So you want to renew your commitment each day. And the best visual, once again, is the one I just gave you. When I think about the flash and the spark of lightning that's in his eyes and he's firing up and you hear that crackling sound. And so he takes off like a rocket. And so you, and at that point, at some point, he's moving like faster than the speed of sound. I mean, if you can imagine that. And so think about that when it comes to your fitness goals. Now, that should put a spark under you when you are about to do something. Okay. When you're about to work out for the day, and that should help you renew your commitment. If you do that each day, you're going to see yourself do some amazing things and you're going to achieve some amazing goals. Wow. I'm excited. I actually got 7 strategies in about 15 minutes, and that's pretty cool. So let's recap real quick. Number 1, assess your situation. Number 2, write out possible solutions. Number 3, seek help. Number 4, decide on a course of action. Number 5, recommit to the goal. 6, get started, take action. And number 7, each day renew your commitment. How exciting is this, you guys? Listen, that's all I have for you on this Tone It Up Tuesday, except to remind you once again, check out our Live With Power Goal Planner. Go to designingyourlifetoday.com and you can find out more information there. Be sure to connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. You want to get our Power Up Today newsletter. It's really awesome. You can do it simply if you're listening on your cell phone. It's super easy. You can simply text the word power up to 42828 and you can connect with us there. And so you'll get lots of great information. Also, go to our designingyourlifetoday.com / get results and section of our designingyourlifetoday.com website. And you can find out the different courses that we have there for you. We have some free courses that are fairly quick to get through. And we have other courses that are available to really help you power forward so that you make this one of your best years ever, and you can establish that goal achieving consistency that you need to achieve. And if there are other tools and other things that you need, we have books, we have different adult coloring books for you, we have workbooks for you. So we have lots of great information to help you get to where it is you want to be. So just check out designingyourlifetoday.com. Lots of free resources you can download and have fun with all of it, you guys. Listen, enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday. And remember, if you are off track, then reboot, get back on track, and make it happen. It's your destiny to get the results that you want. Have a great day and do life with power because you're magnificent.